a special rebroadcast for the American Armed Forces and their allies. You're invited to drop in where the elite meet to eat. Duffy's Tavern.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet to eat. Archie, the manager, speaking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Duffy, you know who's coming down here tonight? Ozzy Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. From the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton, Duffy. You know, the guy with the bum grammar? Yeah. Yeah, the guy says, I do it. Yeah, instead of I done it. Huh? Well, certainly Ozzy and Harriet's married. Well, they just call themselves Nelson and Hilliard for the stage. Private life, naturally. They're known as Mr. and Mrs. Harriet Hilliard. By the way, Duffy, where you been all day? The lodge meeting, huh? Well, what happened at the meeting? Sounds interesting. And, how many stitches did Callahan need? Well, Duffy, what was the fight about? The entertainment for the outing next Saturday. What outing? The annual boat ride and beefsteak of the men's auxiliary of the Friendly Sons of Mother McCree. Yeah, it's quite a lodge, huh? Well, Duffy, what about hiring Ozzy and Harriet to entertain? Oh, so respectable, huh? Well, what did you have in mind? A fan dancer? Duffy, at an outdoor picnic, a fan dancer would be highly contagious to poison ivy. You'd hire Harriet if she'd do a... Duffy, she's a married woman. Would you let Mrs. Duffy do a fan dance? Huh? There ain't that many feathers in the world. Well, look, Duffy, I'll talk to Ozzy and Harriet when I get here. In the meantime, I'll call you back.
Miss Ozzy.
Well, you know, Duffy's Lodge is having a boat ride and picnic, so you can take next Saturday off.
A day off? Hooray! Yay! I'm free!
Eddie, please, you sound like you're escaping from San Quentin. After all, you get plenty of free time.
Day off? Me and Sonya's going dancing.
Who's Sonya?
Sonya Jones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, your girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The gal I left behind me when I went to work here.
When was the last time you took a dancing, Eddie?
Last time I had a day off.
When was that?
I don't recall the exact date. All I remember is that everybody was dancing that newfangled step called the Charleston. Why would that day off feel pleasant?
Yeah, huh? Wait a second, Eddie. Hello? What, Duffy? Well, Duffy, I can't ask him to do it now. Well, I just... Okay, Duffy. Eddie.
Yeah?
Eddie, old boy. Duffy just says that maybe it would be nice to have table service at this picnic and, you know, with some nice, efficient person to wait on the people.
That's so.
Yeah.
Did Mr. Duffy have any special person in mind?
Yeah. Yeah, he was thinking of a straight and waiter.
Anybody I know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tall waiter or short waiter?
Oh, about as tall as you are.
Tall as I am, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is he smart as I am?
Yeah, he's just about as smart as you are.
Good.
Why?
Because if he's smart as I am, he ain't going to do it neither.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna catch me being no waiter at that monster picnic.
What do you mean, monster? It ain't gonna be so big.
I was using the word in its original sense.
Look, Eddie, you should be glad to get outdoors and get out in the country, you know? It'll build you up, you know? Harden your arteries. Working around here, you know what happens to your blood circulation?
Yeah, it don't get around much anymore.
Well, that's it, Eddie. It'll do you good to get out. You know, every so often, a guy's got to commune with Mother Nature.
I've been communing with Mother Nature. Who you think told me to go out with Sonya Jones?
Okay, Eddie, forget the healthical aspects. What about the money? Look at the tips that you could make.
Tips? I've been to the dumbest picnic. All I ever found in the place was ants.
Oh, now, Eddie, you're exaggerating.
Okay, so occasionally a big spender leaves a field mouse.
There you are. As Kipling says, nature is his own reward, you know.
Good evening, Archie.
Oh, good evening, Officer Clancy. How you feeling this fair evening?
My blood pressure is up and my arches are down.
Oh, well, why does that come from, Clancy?
Well, my arches goes down from pounding the pavement, and my blood pressure goes up from my wife pounding me.
Oh, you know, it's a funny thing, Clancy. I never seen your wife.
Would that I could change places with you.
Yeah, I guess after a while, marriage does get kind of monogamous, huh? What's your wife like, Clancy?
Well, let me tell you, Archie. At night after pounding the beat the whole day, I go home to a rambling old bungalow.
Rambling old bungalow? What nice words to describe a house, huh?
A house? Archie, that's a description of my wife.
Oh, well, she sounds very charming, very livable.
By the way, I hear the Friendly Sons of Mother McCree is having another picnic.
Oh, yeah, but it'll be friendlier this year, Clancy. Moriarty's in jail now, you know.
Moriarty?
Yeah, he's the one that started the fight last year. You remember how it started. That cow chewing her cud in the pasture, and Moriarty hollered to the cow. He hollered, you know. He says, I see you got your upper plate fixed, Mrs. Duffy. So Duffy says, did I hear you call that cow Mrs. Duffy? So Moriarty says, yeah. So Duffy says, that's a nasty thing to call a cow. And you know, Mrs. Duffy heard him say it.
Mrs. Duffy heard him?
Yeah, sure. So she stopped chewing her cud and hit Duffy right over the head with Moriarty. Oh, what a picnic. Yeah. Then before you could say Joe Robinson, nobody could identify his own teeth. Oh, them Friendly Sons of Mother McCree.
Yeah, it's no wonder her brow is all wrinkled and furrowed with care.
Yeah.
Archie.
Oh, hello, Finnegan. Finnegan, you know Officer Clancy.
Oh, yeah. He's the guy that pinched me muddy.
You mean he arrested her?
No.
Anyways, Finnegan, we were just talking about Duffy's picnic and boat ride.
The boat ride? That's Duffy.
What are you talking about? When was you even on a boat ride?
2 years ago.
What boat ride?
The Tunnel of Love.
Tunnel of Love, Finnegan, that ain't a boat ride. That's a floating sofa. But anyways, this ain't only a boat ride. This is a picnic where you can get out into the country.
Oh, no, thanks. No country for me. The mosquitoes are allergic to me.
Yeah, they are, huh?
The last time I was in the country, there was one mosquito that bite me until I almost fainted from loss of blood.
Well, why didn't you swat him?
Swat me own blood relation?
Well, Finnegan, if they bothered you, did you try using citronella?
No, that's no good, Arch.
No, huh?
No, I drank a whole bottle and the mosquitoes still bit me.
Maybe we better forget the mosquitoes, Finnegan. I can see that your big problem would be woodpeckers.
Oh, yeah, well, woodpeckers I could tolerate. If there's one little animal in the country I hate, too, I despise.
Huh? You mean your other blood relation, the squirrel?
No, not squirrels. Some other little animals. Some Them little worms you walk around with fur coats on.
Them's caterpillars.
The waterpillars?
Caterpillars. And, Finnegan, you know what they turn into?
Tractors?
No, Finnegan. The caterpillar turns into a beautiful butterfly.
Oh, that's a good trick, Arch. How's he do it?
Well, it's very simple. You see, first the caterpillar turns into a raccoon. Then he changes into a tadpole. And out of that ugly little tadpole emerges a beautiful butterfly.
Oh, what happens to the raccoon?
That goes back to I.J. Fox. Now, don't bother me, Finnegan.
Well, I still ain't gone to the picnic.
You ain't, huh? Well, it'll be a... Oh, yeah, Toby.
Can I come to the picnic next Saturday?
Come to the picnic?
Now, look, me lad.
Yes, officer?
Take a bit of advice. Stay away.
Clancy, you giving Toby advice? That's like gilding coals in Newcastle. Toby's an expert at giving advice.
If it pleases you, I'm an officer of the law.
And you don't need
I
advice,
don't need
huh?
Any advice.
Oh, well, that's well. Well, it don't make no difference what you do, Clint. That made me decide to overlook you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Says you. Who knows more about singing, you or my teacher?
What teacher?
Professor Yasha Pena Slotnick.
Pena Watnick?
Pena Slotnick.
Gesundheit.
Thank you. Do you know what the professor says about my singing?
What?
He says that if Lily Pons had my voice, even with all her talent, she couldn't sing one bit better than me.
Well, that is very flattering.
Yeah. I've improved a lot, Archie. You should hear my voice now. Better tone, bigger range.
Bigger range, huh?
Yeah. When I first started singing, the professor used to get complaints from his next-door neighbors. But now he hears some people blocks away.
So you've really improved, huh?
Well, the professor must think so. He raised his price for teaching me.
Oh, he did, huh?
Yeah. First, I only paid him 25 cents a lesson. then 35 cents, then 50 cents, then 75. So you see how I've improved. The professor says that pretty soon he hopes I won't be able to afford them at all.
Oh, that professor is smarter than I thought.
Hey, Mr. Archer, look who's coming in.
Oh, Harriet and Ozzie. Hey, what a big couple they are, Artie, huh? Look at that, Harriet. Pretty, gently, charming. You can see the talent and personality yours all over, huh? Look at him. Look at the guy. One look at him and you want to look right back at her. Well, Oz, old man, glad to see you, Harriet. Well, maestro and maestrista, I bid welcome to your musical archives. It behooves me a great privilege.
Ozzie, what is this? Who recommended this place to you?
Red Skelton.
Well, if he wants to break our contract, why doesn't he come right out and say so?
Red Skelton recommended? Well, many friends of Red's can have the key to this joint. As a matter of fact, we call it the Skelton Key. Red mention me personally?
Yes, it must have been you.
Yeah, what'd he say?
He said, when you walk in, get a load of the jerk that greets you.
But he didn't describe me, huh?
Yes, perfectly. Two ears overlooking a pair of suspenders.
Oh, be nice, Ozzie.
But the guy's a sap.
Well, sometimes a man looks like a sap and turns out to be all right. After all, dear, look how happy we've been.
Yeah, you two are pretty happy. You know, you've regained a guy's faith in marriage, huh?
Hey, wait a minute. Are you thinking about getting married, Archie?
Oh, no, not me. You know, marriage is too incurable. Of course, needless to say, I have had numberless proposals. You know, I'm fairly pleasing to the physique. I can write a check up to six figures, which proves I have some schooling. I'm going to wait for Miss Wright to come along, the perfect mate, like you did, Ozzie, and like you should have, Harriet.
This guy's getting on my nerves.
I don't know. To me, he makes sense.
Hey, Archie, how about a knockdown for this dish here?
Oh, Harriet Hilliard, this is Clifton Finnegan.
Enchanted, Miss Hilliard.
And this gentleman...
You know, Miss Hilliard, you are a very cute tomato.
Finnegan, ixnay with the tomato. The picker is here.
Look, Arch, stop cramping me, Stark. You know, Harriet, I really go for your kind of looks.
Finnegan, will you please lay off?
Arch, if you got to sing, sing something cheerful. Now, Harriet, as I was saying, you're the kind of girl that...
Finnegan, ring. Third finger, left hand, white. Misses.
Say, Arch, don't rush me. I ain't even asked her to go steady yet.
Mr. Finnegan, this clever fellow is trying to hint that Harriet is married.
To who?
To me.
Impossible.
It's true, Finnegan. This is Harriet Hilliard and Ozzie Nelson. They're on the radio on Tuesday nights.
Don't try to fool me, Arch. Tuesday night is the night Bob Hope is on the radio.
Well, they come on when there's no more Hope. You've heard the show, Finnegan, where that guy plays the kid.
Oh, yeah, Red Skelton.
Yeah, well, Harriet here is Red Skelton's mother.
Skelton's mother? Oh, boy, it's a lucky thing I didn't let her rope me in, Arch. Imagine having Red Skelton for a stepfather.
Oh, Finnegan. Excuse me. Hello? Oh, yeah, Duffy. Look, well, how much will the friendly sons pay? Well, Ozzie and Harriet and the band. $12, huh? That your rock top? Okay, Duffy, you're the boss. All right. Say, Oz and Harriet, how would you like to make a best buck next Saturday?
Doing what?
Entertaining the men's auxiliary of the Friendly Sons of Mother McCree. Would you be willing to play an outing?
Oh, we might be interested. What's the customary stipend for this outing?
stipend? Oh, white pants and a polo shirt.
No, I mean the money.
The money. Well, first, let me give you the other advantages. A free trip to the country, Oz, which you could use, you know. Look at you, working them stuffy radio studios, you know, you're a victim of maltuition. You don't start taking care of yourself, Harriet will soon be known as the Widow of Oz.
Now, Archie, never mind the insults. What about the money?
The money. Now, another advantage. The Friendly Sons of Mother McCree is also a burial society, see? And it's the custom, if they like the entertainers, to present them with 1 year's free burial gratis. Sound pretty attractive?
Archie, what about the money?
I beg your pardon?
How much?
A cool $12. And all the food you can stomach.
Did I hear you say $12?
Well, how much do you want?
$5,000.
Hmm. Well, maybe you'll come down a little and we'll come up a little.
Okay, let's make it $4,999.
Okay. We'll go to $13. Hello? Hello, Duffy. Well, we're still a little apart on the dough. Well, I'm up to $14, and they're down to $4,900. Split the difference, huh? What do you mean, split the difference? Leave Ozzy home. Duffy, you can't do that. Well, I tell you what, why don't you audition him, and then after the audition, if you don't like him, out. If you do like him, well, we'll chisel. Okay, Duffy.
Just a second. Did I hear the word audition?
Well, certainly. You don't think Duffy's going to buy a couple of pigs and a poke?
Ozzy, are you going to stand there and let this guy insult me?
Do you want me to leave, dear?
Hey, Joe, play some music. And Ozzy and Harry, don't forget, Duffy's listening now.
Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Cut out if you can't lullaby it. Oh, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Been jumping on a swing shift all night, turning out my quota. All right, now I'm beat right down to the sod, and I got to dig myself some nods. So, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Now, the noise of the riveter, I don't mind it, cause the man with the whiskers has a lot behind it. But I can't keep punching with that victory crew when you're making me punchy with that bottle move. I wanna give my all if I'm a gonna give it, but I gotta get my shut eye if I'm gonna rivet. So bail out, bud, with that milk barrage, because it's unpatriotic, it's sabotage.
Easy now, sister, not so cranky. I never met a gal quite so hinky-hanky. I'm a milkman, you know. I can't be quiet as a mouse. Gotta bring those noisy bottles from house to house. I delivered morning papers up until today, and I can hit any porch from a half a block away. Look. Oh, for goodness sake, I keep forgetting how easily the bottles break. I'm just as quiet as I can.
Well, quiet.
All right, I'm being quiet. I'm just
Duffy, what'd you think of him? What's the matter with your voice? You sound like Fred Allen. Oh, you're holding your nose, huh? Well, look, I'll see what else they can do. Well, kids, he thought you was great. Yes, thought you was great. Now, what else can you do?
Well, Ozzy tells jokes.
Such as?
Well, listen to this one. Say, Ozzy.
Yes, Harriet?
Tell me, where do you come from?
Brooklyn.
What part?
All of me. Ah, great joke, eh, Art? You think they'll like it at the picnic Saturday?
You think it'll live until then? I think you better tell another one, Oz, and keep it within the century.
Well, okay. Oh, here we go. Say, Harriet, last night in the theater, I was hit with a cowardly tomato.
You were hit with a cowardly tomato, Ozzy? What is a cowardly tomato?
What is a cowardly tomato?
Yes, what is a cowardly tomato?
A cowardly tomato is a tomato that hits you and runs.
Hello, Duffy. Huh? Well, you got to give her credit for sticking with the guy. Huh? If she wasn't a cowardly tomato, she'd run. Okay, Duffy. Well, we'll try again. Well, kid, he didn't like the jokes quite as well as the song. What else can you do?
Well, Archie, you know, Ozzy and I have always felt that with a little work, we might become a good dramatic team.
Dramatic.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Yes, sir. We've been studying Shakespeare.
Shakespeare. Mm. You're going to do Shakespeare at this outing?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. You know, you could very easily turn it from an outing into the Oxbow incident. Shakespeare. Can't you do something besides Shakespeare?
Well, how about Romeo and Juliet?
Well, that's a little better. Go ahead and try it.
Okay. Oh, Romeo, do not insist us yielding to light love which the dark night has so discovered.
Lady, by yonder blessed moon, I swear.
Hark! Tis the moon.
By yonder blessed moon, I swear, that tips with silver all these fruit treetops.
Holy cat, this is worse than Shakespeare.
Oh, Romeo. Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name. Or if thou wilt not, be but my sworn love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet.
And I'll no longer be the manager. Hello? Aunt Duffy? Bad as that, huh? Mm. Well, kids, you've done it again.
You mean we get the job?
Yep, and the offer is now down to $6.
$6? Well, it would be a nice day in the country, though.
Oh, dear, and Duffy's been so sweet.
Yeah, okay, we'll take it.
Bad news, Duffy, they accept. Huh? Okay. Sorry, kid, Duffy says it's too late. He just resigned from the office.
Armed Forces Radio Service.